Native Housing Group. They're potentially facing it. I don't think we've gone to each housing authority, but it affects numerous projects throughout Alaska. We don't have an up-to-date list of all the people who have made applications and are in any kind of a state like this. Senator Kelly.
Madam Chair, let me ask a question, a very basic question. Where are all these low-income people that need housing? Where are they living now?
They're either living in crowded conditions with their family or a relative. And I think recently there was a report prepared by Senator Hensley that initially was started by Senator Ferguson before he left in his commitment toward trying to improve housing situation throughout Alaska, especially in the rural area. And the report itself, I don't think I have a copy with me, points out that there is, in fact, a dire need for housing for the rural areas. And in fact, I do have a copy of the draft report right here.
All right. I'm not worried about the rural areas. You know, I'm talking about the new program here in Juneau where you're going to go out and purchase 25 foreclosed homes.
The report also covers urban areas as well. And the situation is that, overcrowding condition, living in substandard housing, and housing that is in need of repair current time. And I think the situation we're faced with is pretty drastic to try to provide adequate, safe, sanitary housing to all the citizens of the state of Alaska.
No, I'd like to give one example, Senator Kelly, because I walk by there all the time on my way down to Foodland, where they always have that wonderful fresh salmon, which I had right now. But I go by that housing unit down there, which is, and I don't know who owns that. Is that one of your projects?
No, we don't have any projects.
All right, but to look at that, that is comparable to what Willow Park has to be. It's in the best word you could call for it is lousy. And I would think that if that property were to be replaced, let's say it's one of yours, and if it were to be placed by better units, and that property then could be turned into some kind of a development that was modernized, I think this community would be a lot better off. And that's been talked about as a desirable block of land. But I think that Willow Park, if it's replaced, or Hollywood Vistas replaced with properties in the Anchorage community, I think is going to, one, help stabilize the market, is going to get rid of, as they say, vermin-infested substandard housing, then I think you've done a good job in the community, even though you're losing the potential of taxing that possessory interest, which is not, currently being done. I understand the extension of it. So, here, do we have anything new to add? Yes, sir.
I would say, the main resource that is providing for this need currently is the HUD federal dollars. And if you take that away, and this, essentially that's what would happen if this 500 was not approved or passed, then you wouldn't have anything that, in any resource in the state that would be providing those dollars to provide for low-income housing for people that need it.
Representative Collins.
So if the bill doesn't pass and the program goes away, what happens to those people who are currently in HUD housing? Are they thrown out on the streets?
I would say that the HUD legal counsel would be better able to answer that.
She's still there?
Yes. Is the counsel still there? Would you, are you there?
Yes, we couldn't hear the question.
Yes, Representative Collins, would you please repeat?
Well, the question is, if the bill doesn't pass, and we lose the federal dollars, what happens to the people who are currently in HUD housing?
Well, as I indicated earlier, the federal statute does require for HUD participation that these interests, whatever they may be not be taxed. The federal government, HUD, again, does two things. One, it pays off the debt service, and two, it provides an annual operating subsidy to each of the housing authorities for deficits in their operating budget. I, cannot speak for the Secretary of HUD, but speaking as an attorney that looks at the statute, I don't see that there's a way for HUD to continue to participate.
So what you're saying is that if we don't pass the bill, then not only do we lose the federal dollars, but we wind up with probably several hundred or maybe even a couple thousand people that we as a state will have to provide housing for. Is that correct?
Well, we would be in the position of all that housing that's sort of halfway through that is not paid off. Somehow that would have to be reconciled in some way because there is an outstanding debt.
Representative Zawacki.
Like, I guess that's the question, Madam Chair. If somebody correct me wrong, the state has no obligation at this time. It wasn't state money that built these units in the first place. It's federal money. So if HUD comes in and says, we're no longer going to pay for these units, are you going to take these people, move these people out of that home? I mean, if you're not going to pay the state for the units that you built, we have no obligation. You're going to have an obligation to go and move those people out. We have no obligation on the state level. Well, okay, wherever HUD's at. If HUD's suddenly going to come and say, I'm not going to any longer pay for my debt, because it's HUD's debt, what are they going to do with the units and what are they going to do with the people in those units? The state has no obligation. Well, all right, where is our obligation?
All right, Senator.
Well, Madam Chairman, we're not going to let it reach that point, of course. We can't afford to let it reach that point. And as long as the bill simply is maintaining the status quo, I've got no problem with the bill. But the bill is going a little further than that now because we've got another type of a new scenario coming into being that can't go into being without this bill being passed. But somewhere along the line, I'm going to ask that be changed.
All right. Senator Jarrah.
Madam Chairman, I don't know that it's going to change anything. I think what's happened is that they're looking at a new program, unless I'm wrong, from your explanation earlier, is that this is one additional option that HUD is reviewing at this point or has determined there that this is a possibility in which they could go to make housing available to people that need it. In areas where you have properties that have been foreclosed on, that are probably, I don't know if they're on the tax rolls now at all or not, but so I suppose somebody is paying taxes then. But here again, this is simply a program that is available to HUD that they are trying to implement. But without this legislation, and frankly, I'm just real surprised the CRA went ahead and requested that the Attorney General's opinion when I didn't think that anything was wrong with the existing program. Because I didn't have any municipalities out there coming up to me and saying, hey, we got a raw deal with HUD, that we're losing all this money and it's causing problems for us. Now, maybe that should be a question we should ask. Are there any municipalities that are currently with the program that are having problems with it?
Mr. Worley, do you want to respond to that?
Over the years, Madam Chair, yes, we have received comments of concern. One that comes to mind is Fairbanks North Star Borough, and I'm sure there have been two or three others. It's been an ongoing issue now for three or four years. Obviously in '85 we made the original request, and it continued to be an issue. It continued to.
All right, there's been an issue with the assessors as to whether it is or not.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Fine.
Senator, is that with the assessors or is that with the municipality?
Well, with the assessors, but those are the
but
people
there, there
the
is a difference.
We deal with.
Well, but well, there is a difference in there.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't seen an assessor that's come up with an assessment that everybody just jumps up and waves their hands and say, hey, you guys did a great job.
Well, Senator Jarrah, we're under an obligation to advise and assist municipal assessors in doing their jobs. The questions have been raised out there in municipalities. Aren't we under a constitutional mandate to levy against these things? And aren't we in violation of the Constitution? And they're coming to us and asking us that question. We have to answer that question, but we're not as smart as lawyers, so we have to ask our lawyers for an opinion. We couldn't find anything in the statutes that said that federal or state, that said that these privately held interests could be exempted, and it would have to be permissive language.
All right, we're going to have to bring this hearing to a close, but I want to get all the questions answered that we can. Senator Kelly?
Let me see if I understand this. The assessors are under pressure to raise additional revenues, and so they're looking at these types of programs and trying to figure out how to assess them, correct?
No, the assessors are under pressure to obey the law, and the law as they see it is they are in violation of the law as they read it, that they are required to have all taxable interest on the roll. And these are not on the roll, and yet there's no language that exempts these. So the assessor is in violation of the law and is in a very uncomfortable position.
And so what you did was to get clarification
then
for that issue.
So it's your fault.
Yes.
Are there other questions? With that, I will then close the public hearing. We no longer, of course, have a quorum, certainly willing to stay with us. We don't have a lot of time. I understand, Senator Kelly, your concern. Two options. One, we could move this on and it goes to finance, or two, to hold it and attempt to find an answer. I have some concern over the issue in terms of how we can find an answer that will still allow for the HUD funding, because there is a...
It could be done. Uh-huh. You can just say something like, this exemption doesn't cover new foreclosed homes or something like that. You can
Senator?
But I'll agree with you. Mm-hmm.
But I guess, is that something there that we might want to kind of leave as an option for a municipality to make up that determination? I mean, if it's not in their best interest to do that, they may not catch it on the surface, but if you put it in there and say that it is optional there, that something to the effect that the HUD program cannot participate in the existing homes there that have been foreclosed on.
Well, if you don't allow the exemption to new types of programs, or specific types of programs, then HUD won't do it because they won't be able to do it. Because if you allow taxation on some of these types of programs, HUD can't participate. It can be crafted if there's any support for it. I mean, we can craft something.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's. I would appreciate, just because of the timing that we're in, if we could move the bill. And Senator Kelly, we will work with you if you want in preparation of an amendment for the finance committee.
Again, I'm not comfortable with taking a bunch of houses off the tax rolls, mm-hmm, and never getting them back, mm-hmm, on, and that's what we're doing by going into this new
into the new program.
But
Senator, are you prepared to make a motion?
Well, if the committee's ready, Madam Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 500 out of the committee with individual recommendations. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Fine. And thank you very much for joining us, and I'm sure you'll have more discussion over on your side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Up on moving. It sounds like